of the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the genes. But they got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? We'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
California, you're not going to have to spend all your time on business, are you?
Oh, no, of course not. I will have to have a meeting with the architects for my new housing development out there. But after that, I'll be free as a bird.
Hey, Daddy, do you think that we'll meet any movie stars in California?
I'd sure like to meet my favorite one.
Yeah? Who's that?
Benji the Pooch. I read he's worth over $1 million, but I don't see how a dog could save that much.
Well, he probably doesn't spend much. Just takes an occasional poodle out to lunch. Hello? Oh, hello, Tom. What's up? What do you mean the bank is having second thoughts about my loan? I've always got loans from them on a handshake. The bank's in trouble. Well, so am I. Listen, I had to pledge nearly every cent I've got for the California project because my company was overextended. Look, Tom, I've got to get that loan or I'll be... Tom, will you... Hold on a second, will you, please?
Arnold?
Yeah?
Will you hang this up when I pick it up in the den, please?
Sure, anything wrong?
No, 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 I just don't want you to have to listen to a lot of business talk.
Yeah. Mr. Bishop? Yeah, Dad's gonna take it in the den. No, this is Arnold, the son who's not as tall but better looking.
That sure sounded like bad news to me.
To me, too. I wonder what's happening with Daddy.
If you want to know, I can find out real fast for you.
Arnold, it's not polite to eavesdrop.
Well, it may not be polite, but it's a good way to find out things.
Well, you know, guys, if Daddy's having some kind of money problem, maybe we shouldn't be taking this trip to California.
Hey, yeah, maybe we could take a cheaper trip. Like, instead of flying to California, we could take a train to Florida.
Or, you know, if it's really bad, we could always take a bus to Atlantic City.
Or if the bottom drops out, we can take a pushcart to Harlem.
Well, Tom, look, let me give you the bottom line. If I don't get that loan, the entire housing project will go down the drain. And so will I. Now, please, put some pressure on the bank. Call me back.
Daddy, if you're having some kind of money problem, I mean, well, we don't have to take that trip to California.
What are you talking about? I don't have any problems. Things couldn't be better.
California, here we come.
You said it, Arnold. We're going to see everything and go everywhere. We're going to go to the beach and to the mountains and stuff ourselves. And we're going to have the greatest time any family ever had. And I don't care what it costs.
We're in a lot of trouble.
What do you mean, Arnold? We are going to have the time of our lives. We're going to have a ball.
Oh, yeah? The last time you were this cheerful was just before you told me I had to have my appendix out.
Oh, Daddy, you know, why don't we just forget about the trip to California? I can always just go up to the roof and get a tan.
Yeah, and me and Arnold don't even have to go on the roof.
Oh, listen, gang. If that phone call I got from my lawyers got you worried, I straightened all that out. All I had to do was juggle a little money.
Careful when you juggle your money, Dad. Last time I did that, I lost a quarter in the toilet.
No, it's not quite the same, Arnold. See, you have to check your assets, credit your debits, debit your credits, take a capital gain to preserve your tax structure.
Run that by me again when I'm 40 years old.
Okay, Arnold, you got a deal.
If you ask me, I think Dad's just pretending that he's got no worries so we don't worry about what's worrying him.
Right. Well, to put it another way, he's up to his assets in trouble.
You know, I've known Daddy a lot longer than you guys. He has a problem, he'll fix it. He always does.
You really think so?
Trust me, we're all going to California.
All right.
That's good enough for me. I'm gonna get me some sunglasses and a barbecue apron.
You gonna look mighty sharp there, brother.
Hey, I'm gonna give them thrills in Beverly Hills.
Tom, I can't believe that the bank wouldn't give me that loan.
I'm sorry, Phil. But with inflation rising, the prime rate going up, the oil crisis, loan money's just dried up.
Well, what about other banks?
Different buildings, but same story. Phil, we're talking about $30 million. Maybe money will loosen up in a couple of months.
In a couple of months, I will be selling pretzels in Central Park. Look, I've already broken ground on that housing project, Tom. I got a payroll to meet. I got a cash flow problem. I'll lose the whole thing. Look, let's face it, Tom. If I don't get that $30 million loan, I'll be bankrupt.
Well, I know it's not much help, Phil, but a lot of guys have bounced back.
Yeah, in 1929, a lot of them just bounced.
Hey, Willis, there's some great pictures of Hollywood in this book. Rawr!
Rawr! Hey, Arnold, what are you doing?
I'm the MGM lion. Man, I just can't wait to get some stars' autographs. I'm hoping to shake Miss Piggy's hoof.
Arnold, I don't want you going around acting like a tourist and embarrassing me.
I won't embarrass you. I just plan on getting some autographs, even if I have to get on my knees and beg.
Well, most people think you're on your knees already.
Oh, yeah? I'd rather be short of leg than short of brain. Yeah.
I like your style, boy. No. Hey, what's that?
What's what?
I think I heard somebody crying.
Do you think it's Kimberly?
Well, if it isn't, your goldfish is a ventriloquist.
Hey, it is Kimberly.
Kimberly, are you all right?
I'm fine.
You don't sound fine. Hey, come on, tell us what's bothering you, sis.
Yeah, come on out, Kimberly. There's no fun in being sad unless somebody knows what you're sad about.
You're right, guys. I was crying.
You look terrible. I didn't mean you look terrible. Just your red eyeballs.
Oh, will you knock it off? This is serious. Come on, sit down and tell us what's bothering you, sis.
Well, guys, I'm afraid you were right.
What about?
I just heard Daddy say he's broke.
What you talking about, Kimberly?
Daddy needs $30 million, and the bank won't loan it to him.
$30
million? Maybe he can borrow it from Benji the doll.
Guys, Daddy doesn't know I heard him say it, so don't say anything, okay?
Isn't there a place you could go to for help? Like a credit union for millionaires?
Hey, maybe he could find a job.
I don't know what kind of work Daddy's qualified for. All he's ever been is a tycoon.
Hey, maybe we could help him if we all got jobs.
Arnold, we're talking $30 million.
What could kids like us earn, Arnold? Just a pittance.
Well, a pittance here and a pittance there could add up to a lot of pits.
Oh, this has been our home. We could never earn enough to afford a place like this.
So we'll get a smaller place. When Willis and me lived in Harlem, we knew whole families who slept in one room.
Sure. We'll all just have to learn to roll over at the same time.
Gee, I never thought this could happen to Daddy.
We really feel sorry for you, Kimberly.
Me? What about you guys?
Well, we're lucky. We've been poor all our lives.
That's right. We had a lot of practice at it. You haven't.
That's right. Gee, what's it like being poor?
Well, that depends on what kind of poor you mean. There's just plain poor, medium poor, and downright poor.
And there's no hope, no soap, end of the rope poor.
Must be awful, huh?
I'll tell you what poor is. We once knew a girl named Phyllis who got married at 15 just to get the rice.
You know how to might tie empty tin cans to a car when somebody gets married?
Yeah.
Well, Phyllis made them tie cans that were full.
That's pretty poor.
And we also knew a guy who used to live in a city dump.
That's awful.
Yeah, but when things got better, he moved to his own garbage can.
Only kidding, Kimberly. But being poor is rough.
Well, I'm definitely going to give up my ballet lessons, my horseback riding lessons. Oh, and I'm sure that we can't afford to send me to private school anymore.
I know it's tough giving up things you like, Kimberly. But back where we come from, ballet lessons and all that kind of stuff is just something we see in a movie or on TV.
Yeah, when you're poor, you don't have things like that to give up.
Yeah. You think about your mom and papa working hard so they can bring enough money home to buy food, clothes, and pay the rent.
Gee, never really looked at it that way. Well, excuse me, guys. I'm going to go back to my room now.
Are you going to cry again?
No.
Okay, Kimberly. Don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. We're going to take care of you.
Because we love you.
Oh, thank you, guys. And I love you, too.
Is it really going to be okay, Willis?
No way. It's going to be like the Great Depression.
Is that near the Grand Canyon?
No. The Great Depression was the time years ago when the stock market crashed. People were jumping out of the buildings.
What, the elevators working?
Because they went broke. Listen, Arnold, we got to think of a way to get Dad some money real fast.
Hey, maybe we could all go on Family Feud.
No, Arnold, that won't be... Hey, I got an idea.
What are you going to do?
Let my fingers do the walking through the Yellow Pages to the word money. I, 24-hour loan company, money in minutes. Dial 555-L-O-A-N. First, make like you're my secretary so I look important.
How? 24-hour loan company? This is Mr. Willis T. Jackson's secretary, Arnelda. My boss is a very rich businessman who happens to be broke.
Hello there. This is Willis T. Jackson of the Park Avenue Jacksons. I might be interested in making a little loan. How much? $30 million. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dad.
Listen. I hate to disappoint you, but something has come up that I didn't expect, and I'm going to have to stay in town for a while. So I'm afraid we're going to have to postpone our trip to California.
Oh, that's okay, Dad. We can take the trip some other time, right, Arnelda? I mean, Arnold.
Right. You know what? Hey, what's the hurry?
Did you two guys hear what I said?
Hey, California ain't going no place unless there's an earthquake.
It'd be better for me to fly there in a couple of years when I'm old enough to hit on a stewardess.
I really appreciate you guys taking it this way. I'm lucky to have such a great family. Thanks, guys. I'll go and tell Kimberly.
Okay. Poor Dad. He's really hurting.
Oh, man, Willis. We must be jinxed.
What do you mean?
Well, we were broke when we left Harlem. Then we moved to Park Avenue when we were rich, and now we're broke again. Seems like wherever we go, we take poor with us.
I just had a terrible thought, Arnold. It's even worse than being poor.
Worse than poor? I don't want to hear it.
Well, you'll have to, because it might happen. If Dad loses all his money, they can break us up.
Break us up? But we're a family.
Yeah, but you and me were adopted. If Dad goes broke, maybe they can take us away from him.
But I love Dad and Kimberly. What are we gonna do, Willis?
I wish I knew, Arnold. Wish I knew.
Hey, Willis, this was a great idea you had for applying for welfare.
Yeah, we may can't get the $30 million, but we sure can try to keep this family together.
Do you think our clothes look poor enough? They might turn us down.
Well, they just have to do.
Just in case, we can show them the hole in your underwear.
It'll be okay. Just try to look a little hungry. Suck in your cheeks.
How's this?
You look like a goldfish with an afro.
Is this better?
More.
If I suck up any more, I'm gonna have a permanent pucker.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
We're here to get our father some welfare.
Yeah, we're a lot poorer and hungrier than we look.
I'm sorry, boys, you're in the wrong section. I'm the supervisor. You'll have to go to the clerks at the application desk.
Right. Thanks.
Hey, wait a minute. You're too young to apply for welfare. Well, why can't your dad apply himself? Is he sick?
Oh, no. He's too proud.
Yeah, we gotta help him before it's too late. We don't want him jumping out the window like they did in The Great Impression.
You see, we're used to being poor, but our dad isn't. And he's gonna have a bad time of it, especially if we have to move back to Harlem.
Yeah, he's the wrong color for that.
What color is he?
White.
And when he got the news he was broke, he was even whiter.
Oh, we're all shook up about it, too. The housekeeper's off today, and she doesn't know it yet.
Oh, you have a housekeeper? I suppose you'll have a chauffeur, too.
That's right. And when he hears the news that Dad's broke, he'll probably refuse to polish the limo.
Just where do you boys live?
In the penthouse on Park Avenue.
You have a housekeeper, a chauffeur, you live in a penthouse, and you want welfare?
You got it. You want to keep the family together.
Sit down, boys. Tell me more about your hardship case. Now, what's your father's name?
Philip Drummond.
Mm-hmm. Is there a Mrs. Drummond?
Nope.
There's no woman in the house?
Just Kimberly, our sister.
She's going to be a woman any day now.
Yeah, and she's really getting there.
What is it that you boys are after?
Oh, what we can use is some food stamps.
And $30 million.
That seems reasonable. And you say that you live on Park Avenue?
That's right. And if you got rent stamps, we'll take a batch of those, too.
This is a most unusual case. If you'll just write down your address, young man, I'll get back to you.
Okay. That won't take too long with it. You don't want us to starve to death.
Now, you don't look like you're starving.
Take another look.
That's very impressive.
There you go, sir. Thank you very much. And I hope to hear from you real soon.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye.
You too.
Go right out that door.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, E.G. Stilson here. I have to step out for a while to check out a possible fraud on Park Avenue. He'd probably want his welfare check delivered to his yacht. You know, I think some guy's getting rich using young kids for a new welfare racket.
What are you doing, honey?
Oh, I'm just looking at the view. You know something, Daddy? I'm tired of penthouse living.
What?
Well, what do we need such a big, fancy place like this for anyways? Hey, wouldn't it be romantic to live in a cheap tenement?
Not particularly. You know, don't you?
Know what?
About my financial troubles.
Well, I accidentally heard you talking to your lawyer. Oh, but don't worry, Daddy. The boys and I don't care whether we're poor or not.
Neither do I. Because we all have something much more important than money. We got each other.
I'll get it, Daddy.
Hello, Kimberly.
Oh, hi, Mr. Bishop. Daddy's out on the terrace.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Phil. What a wonderful day.
Well, I'm glad to see that my bankruptcy hasn't dampened your spirit.
I've got great news. You have your $30 million. What you talking about, Tom? Well, a few of your friends got together, and they're going to guarantee the loan.
You're kidding. Well, I'll be damned.
Well, you've helped a lot of the guys yourself, Phil, and they appreciate it.
This is fantastic. Tom, I can kiss you.
I think a handshake will do.
I guess this is what having friends is all about.
Well, congratulations, Phil.
Kimberly! Kimberly!
Oh, Daddy, I heard. You can forget about the cheap tenement. I'll force myself to live in our penthouse.
And the California trip is on.
Oh, great. Daddy, can I call the teeny-weeny bikini shop and reorder those bikinis I canceled?
Yeah, but easy on the teeny.
Thank you.
I'll go in and call my office, get the paperwork started on this.
I love New York.
Hey, guys, Daddy's out on the terrace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no!
Look
out! Stop! Gonna be okay?
We'll go to work and help you.
Yeah, you don't have to be ashamed of being bankrupt.
Hey, I'm not bankrupt, guys. I got the money I need.
Oh, that's terrific.
Man, it's great. Hey, let's eat. I get hungry when I hear good news.
Arnold, you get hungry at good news, bad news, or no news.
I bet you Walter Cronkite would love to have my stomach.
I know I would.
Mr. Drummond?
Yes.
I'm E.G. Stilson, and I'm here with regard to family welfare.
Well, I'm sure I gave it the office, but come in. We'll see what we can do. Have a seat.
Yes, miss. I'll need those bikinis as soon as possible, please. Right. For the $50 ones. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hey, you know what? As long as we're going all the way to California, why don't we just jump over to Hawaii for a few days?
Oh, Daddy, thank you.
It's only money. The sky's the limit. Now, how do I make out this check, Mr. Stilson?
I don't think you understand.
I've got to be going, Phil.
Oh.
The bank will credit your account with the $30 million in the morning.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Listen, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh, forget it. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Kimberly.
Bye, Mr. Bishop.
Hey, Dad, now that we're rich again... Uh-oh.
Mr. Drummond, in the 20 years that I've been with the welfare department, I have never seen anything like this. Now, you're not just filthy rich, you are filthy.
Well, I must say you have an interesting way of soliciting contributions.
And I presume this is your daughter?
Yes, I am.
And what do you do? Go out begging in a bikini and a tin cup?
Hey, listen, fella, you better have an explanation for those remarks or you're going to be leaving here horizontally.
Don't you threaten me. Just how many children do you have working for you, Fagin?
What are you talking about?
I am talking about those two innocent little black children that you sent to my office to beg for welfare and plead your phony case.
Beg for welfare.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can straighten this out. Excuse me. Arnold, Willis, come in here.
We just left.
Daddy, I am sure they just went down there because they were so worried about you.
Yes, okay? Dear.
Willis, Arnold, come out here right now.
Just what is going on here, Drummond? Now, I want the truth.
You'll get the truth. Start talking, boys.
Well, Dad, we thought that if you went broke, they could take us away from you because we're adopted. So we went down and applied for welfare.
You did that for me and Kimberly?
For us, too. We didn't want to lose you.
Hey, come here, you guys. Listen, nothing can ever break up this little family.
What a wonderful thing for you boys to do. Well, if you ever do lose your fortune, Mr. Drummond, it would be a pleasure to give you food stamps.
I thank you, very dubiously.
Well, the important thing is that we're all together, not whether we're rich or poor.
That's right, Arnold. Doesn't matter whether we're rich or poor, right?
Speak for yourself. The only poor I want to be is the poorest millionaire on the block.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for someone. stroll.